Almost all of Summit County falls into House Districts 53 and 54. The incumbents, Logan Wild and Tim Quinn, respectively, retired this year, leaving open contests for their positions. Summit County had a partial vote count, even more than expected, since a COVID-positive case found in the county clerk's office has led to a quarantine. The staff was only able to count the ballots they had received up to Friday. Summit County's current vote total shows Democrat Megan Miller, a Park City resident, leading Republican Mike Kohler by about 3,000 votes. But in his native Wasatch County, Kohler has a 2-1 lead. Overall, he has nearly 55% of the vote to Miller's 45%. At this point, about 2,000 votes are separating the two. For the District 53 race in Summit County, local Democrat Cheryl Butler leads Republican Kara Birtland by over 900 votes. But in the overall district, Birtland has 63% of the vote, thanks to the support she received from Morgan, her home county, as well as Daggett, Duchesne, and Rich. For Senate District 19, which includes northeastern Summit County, Democrat Katie Owens won in the county, but overall, Republican John Johnson has 53% of the vote to Owens' 46%. Finally, for Salt Lake's House District 25, which includes a sliver of the Snyderville Basin, Democratic incumbent Brian King easily beat GOP challenger Carol Hunter, both locally and in the entire district. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.